Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Saturday, August 6th.
Yeah, it is. I thought it was the 5th for some reason.
The year is winding down. It's almost done.
Kids are going to school. Football
soon,
starting.
State fair's running. And today is probably one of the happiest days ever for me.
Why?
Well, there's two things.
Well, because we were just watching Brett Favre with Gruden.
Brett Favre, the John Gruden quarterback camp with him going into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
The 1 hour show. We watched half of it. You'll have to watch the other half when we're done
with this.
But so you got that. You have Brett Favre, greatest quarterback of all time, going into the Hall of Fame.
I won't go as far. Greatest Packer quarterback of all time.
You still don't think he's the greatest quarterback of all time?
Let's see. The reason this is why I love Brett more than Aaron.
Okay.
I'm going to start with this.
All right. He's 75 and he's got the guns out on the show.
That was pretty impressive, his guns. Can he tell a story, though?
Oh my God. It's that southern accent storytelling BS.
But,
and here we're like little fangirls.
Right.
You know, granted, that's 90% of it. We're like fangirls acting on this.
I'll even go as far, you're going to laugh when I say this, or you're going to be really disappointed in me, but there was like even like a little tear out of the right corner of my eye.
Know, me too.
It's like,
oh.
It's Brett. And Aaron just doesn't come off that way. Aaron comes off as a school teacher who...
You didn't watch the rest of The Bachelorette, did you, with Jordan?
No.
Where JoJo, the Bachelorette, asked Jordan, like, well, so what's the thing? She went to visit his parents,
right.
To meet his parents.
Yep.
And they had this all set up where there were two empty chairs at the table. And
I heard that on the show.
So she finally asked him, she goes, so what is the deal with Aaron? And no one would say anything. They would all just say, well, you know, it's a family thing, blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah. So something must have happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's just, they all wanted money or something. And
right.
he said, no, I don't know.
I don't know. No, but like as I was saying, I just think Brett's just fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Now, if you add all that to being the greatest quarterback,
yeah,
I think he's got the best personality. He's got the best arm. He's got
the best want to play.
Yeah, just everything. But if you're going to tell me who's the best quarterback, I'm still probably going to go Joe Montana or Tom Brady.
Oh, God.
Or John Elway. And I know you hate John Elway.
I can't stand the horse tooth jackass. But I just love.
Well, we lost listeners in Denver now.
We lost all our Colorado. No, I just love watching him tell a story and just it makes you think. And I know we talked about this earlier when I was talking to you this week, but he always came across as this stupid Southern boy.
Yep.
I think he's a lot smarter than what he wants people to think
right.
he is.
Yeah.
Because they were showing all these plays on the screen, and you hear him just like, 300Z, right?
Yep.
Wiggle this, wiggle that, blah, 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 and just play after play after years later after doing this.
It's amazing. But, and he knew every one of them.
Knew everyone, and oh, God, you got to watch the show. If you get a chance to, look it up at John Gruden's quarterback camp with Brett Favre.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The other thing that I'm extremely happy about.
Okay.
I may actually finally be able to start wearing Nike pretty soon.
Oh, because
they announced that they're getting out of golf.
Really?
So all I need them to do is say, we're not going to sponsor Tiger Woods anymore.
And then you're good.
And I can start buying Nike shoes.
You can get all your Ducks.
All my Oregon Duck stuff, because it's hard wearing it right now, because it's hard to find it without a Nike
right.
swoosh
yep,
on it.
Right, yep.
But anyways, that's that. We have a great show today.
I think so. It's going to be awesome.
We have emails. We have like four emails to
that's
go over.
Awesome.
We have news
we need
and notes.
More, though.
We have a lot of news and notes.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do our top five sleeper fantasy draft quarterbacks, running backs, receivers.
And, of course, I went overboard on some of them.
Of course you did. We do have a Fantasy Girl of the Week, which she's an actress. She's not a model.
Awesome.
So, and she's like 73.
No.
No, she's not.
Okay.
But
even I don't want them that old.
So that's what we got going today. Remember, check out the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com. And everything, well, I don't know if there's, I'm not going to put the sleepers up there, but you'll at least be able to see the fantasy girl. And you can still check out our 10-team and our 12-team mock draft.
You might want to put the sleepers out there because I have one sleeper.
That you think is going to be making you money?
He's my deep, deep sleeper.
Okay, I'll put the sleepers up
there. Okay, because I'm actually pretty proud of one of my sleepers.
You'll probably some homework.
You'll probably be like,
who the hell is that? And then, of course, comments, questions, and emails, or concerns, and things like that. Anything you want us to...
Well, yeah. If
to you, answer, you got anything?
If you guys want to rip on Dave, Dave's good with Dave. You know nothing about.
Did you see the emails?
No,
because there actually is one.
Is there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You'll like it. I think.
Does it start off Dan and Dave?
No. It doesn't start off Dan and Dave, but it does. What does it say?
Oh, we can wait. Let's see.
Have you ever even won a championship? In fantasy football.
That hurts.
I know.
And you won like two or three, right?
Two in a row.
In
my league, yes. Long time ago. I don't think you were in the league yet.
Oh, okay. As I said, I don't remember.
This was a long time ago.
Okay.
It's been that long.
It's been that long.
And maybe I need to start listening to the emailer.
There you go. Maybe.
So, like I said, comments, questions, concerns. Email us, CFFL commissioner at zoho.com, or you can get Dan at
strap1971 at yahoo.com.
We need more emails.
Yes, we do.
Need more emails.
Like I said, I want to hear anything you guys want to say about me or more about Dave.
More about Dave. Yeah, make his day.
Yeah.
And then, always check out the podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, Podcast Addict, anywhere you get it from. Subscribe. Write a comment.
Yeah.
You know, that helps us get better.
Yeah. I see. Well, you sent me a text the other day and you showed us iTunes.
We're on iTunes. We're on the front page of iTunes. I said that to somebody at work and they said, well, that's just because you keep searching for it and it does advertising?
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm like, that can't be right. So maybe it is. Who knows?
It's not, though, because I went on I showed the girls.
Oh, it was on there, too?
Yeah, because I was bragging about it with the girls. And
there you go, Jared. So, well, since we started talking
about
the
emails.
And I don't
have iTunes because I can't stand.
You can't stand iTunes?
No, I can't. I'm not an Apple guy.
Really? Yeah. See, you're even more angry about them than I am.
And I hear my wife piss and moan about that phone. That sucks.
Well, that's, like I said, 90% of her problem, it's a Mac.
It's not about you, honey. It's about the fact that your phone sucks.
So, since we started talking about the emails, should we do that first before the news and notes? All right, well, let's get that sounder going then.
You've got mail.
All right. It's been a while since we had some emails, and we have four.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
First one of our Yadair Hayes.
Oh, okay.
Brent from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Oh.
He's in a dynasty league.
Still love Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though your football, really, you need to work on that.
Well, yeah. That
I was watching that again on Thursday.
Well, and they got to have their sports memorabilia.
Yes.
They got to get better at that, too.
Exactly. So, anyways, he's in a dynasty league. He wants to know, which rookie running back would you select and why?
Well, isn't there it's obvious, Elliott.
You're thinking Ezekiel? Well, and again, this has to go now to
But if you want to go deeper, I can...
If you... This is going to go to my third question. You know,
okay.
My third
All right.
email.
Yep.
But in my world...
Oh, God. That's quite the world.
I wouldn't take Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's going to be trouble.
I mean, he's got a hammy problem already.
I know. He's a hammy problem. And wasn't he, like, allegedly in some kind of trouble right before?
Yeah. Didn't he have...
Beat up a girlfriend or something?
Ex-girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like Ezekiel.
He's too big for his britches.
Right.
As the old saying goes.
And his shirt was a little too small at the draft.
I think that's the problem. I mean, I think he's wound too tight, and that's why he's pulling that hammy, because he's...
And I've never actually done a dynasty league, so this is probably a tough question for me.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'd do Ezekiel. I would probably still stick with Derrick Henry.
I can agree with that. What do you think of...
Because I don't think DeMarco's... Well, although they're both going to be there a long time. They're both going to be the stud guys on that team, their team.
I'm still big on CJ
Procise.
Procise.
Yeah.
I like him. I'm letting that out there for all our...
Is that your little sleeper thing for one of your running
backs? Oh, he's definitely one of my sleepers, yes.
I like him.
But he's going to be on... The Hartford Bulldogs.
Oh, definitely. You are? You're going to draft him?
He's definitely getting drafted by me.
Wow.
I'm going out on a limb like you do with your Mariota thing. I'm letting everybody know. Just be ready for me to take him.
All right. Well, then Dan's going to say the easy one, Ezekiel Elliott. And I'm going to say I've never done Dynasty League. I would be lost.
I'm saying...
Although I want to do one.
I'm saying Ezekiel Elliott
is the easy choice.
My choice is CJ Procise.
For a future type thing.
Yeah.
All right. Our next email, Kailua, Hawaii.
Ooh.
I don't want to butcher your name. I think it's Koa. I only know that because when I was in Hawaii shooting, we met a guy at one of the beaches, and his name was Koa.
Koa.
So
maybe it's him.
And knowing how, you know, Marcus Mariota.
Right.
You know, there's only one way to say the vowels.
And what does everybody say about
Mariota?
Yeah, was it Mariota? Is that how
Mariota?
Goodell
from said Pittsburgh.
It. Jesus, I know that bothered you.
Anyways, love your podcast. I have the sixth pick in a keeper league. However, due to other teams' keepers, I am picking third in round one. So that must be three players gave up a first.
Right.
I am keeping three running backs. Do I go quarterback or receiver with my first pick?
My advice would be go receiver. I think
I was going to say the same thing.
You're going to get a quarterback
anywhere. I agree. So a receiver, probably because not more points, but harder to find stud receivers.
Yes, definitely.
Especially if people are keeping them.
I think in most leagues, I think receivers, there's going to be, in our league, I think there's a lot more receivers.
You think it's going to be a receiver year this year?
Well, I know one guy for sure is keeping three receivers.
Is that you?
No.
Oh.
No, I actually,
I would like to.
I'd like to, but I have too much talent everywhere else.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Oh, man. Well, and with the way the rules are in the NFL.
Right.
You know, you can't touch a receiver.
Well, yeah. It's.
You can wear gloves that have tape on them. And anyway. P.S., give us a Hawaiian fantasy girl. We have the most beautiful women in the world. Throw us a bone.
Oh.
Thanks.
So I'll let you do the homework on that one.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Oh, come on.
Well, you got to, I mean.
I bet you can click on Google right now and
say Hawaiian hottie.
Exactly.
See what happens. You can get some naughtynuns.com or something.
You might get like Hawaiian Tropic. they're not any sponsors of ours, but.
Michael from Anderson, South Carolina. Okay. I'm going to have a problem with Michael.
Okay. Is this where
listened to your 12-team mock draft, and I have one question.
Okay.
Dave, have you ever won a championship? It seems almost impossible with all your quirky rules on players you will or won't draft.
Also, he's like a longtime listener.
So, let me tell you something right now. Michael, if that's really your name. I've won in my league.
Right.
I think I've won two championships.
Yeah.
Back to back.
But like since I've been here, or since I've been in the league, though,
I haven't won. I
thought you won one.
I was runner up.
Okay.
And last year, I made it to the semifinals and blew my chance at a championship by playing the wrong player.
In your history, how many other leagues have you been in? I mean, have you had. Besides our league, have you been
champion? Have I ever won a championship in Pete's league?
I
don't think so.
I don't think
you won too.
I won two, and then I won one in your league.
Okay.
And I was...
So you already have me beat.
And I was the Buffalo Bill in Pete's league, where I was runner-up 4 years in a row.
Where you were keep missing those field goals.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so other leagues, I'm always the close but no cigar guy. So as long as I'm winning money, I would like a trophy, hopefully this year. Anyways, and he went on and just listed off Amanda Hinchcliffe, Hannah Ferguson, Nikki Howard, and Samantha Hoops. So, I don't know if I can do Hannah Ferguson anymore now that she's married to Derek Jeter.
Hannah Ferguson? You mean, that's Hannah Davis.
Oh, Hannah Davis? All right, I could do Hannah Ferguson then.
I don't even know Hannah Ferguson. She must be some model that I have no clue who.
You have no clue what her measurements are. Really.
Wow.
And finally, Michael from Howards Grove, Wisconsin. He's in a keeper league, and he needs to keep two of these three players.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Amari Cooper, valued at a fourth.
Okay.
Robinson, what's it? Allen Robinson from Jacksonville, receiver for a fifth, or Lamar Miller for a seventh? Two of those three.
Wow. Off the top of my head, I was going to go two wide receivers, but I'm leaning your way more with Lamar Miller being...
I like him a lot.
You like him a lot. Yeah. And I'm nervous about him, but I at the value he's at, you got to go with Lamar Miller. And then...
Yeah, for a seventh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't... Yeah, you'd never get him. Well, then, you're never going to get any of those guys
right,
where they're listed.
Where they're listed. And then if I had to go, I think I'd go Cooper because I'm just that big of a Derek Carr fan.
And you, depending on where he's picking...
Well, in a fourth... giving up a fourth or a fifth round pick.
Yeah, it's...
It's...
So it all... Which guy do you think is going to be better this year?
I love Cooper.
All right.
So I'm going to go Cooper.
I would agree with you.
Oh.
I like Cooper a lot, and I have this love affair with Lamar Miller for some reason.
You do. You actually sent me texts.
I'm hoping that no one keeps him.
Oh, I don't think that's... In our league?
Yeah.
That's not a possibility.
They're going to keep him or no?
Oh, they'll keep...
You think so?
Unless they have to give him up. That's the only reason.
Yeah. Shoot. Didn't Henry has him, doesn't he? Or no. Did he trade him?
He traded him, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for our emails.
That was awesome.
Nice, yeah.
Let's get more of those.
Yeah, so we're going to get right into the news and notes. We have a lot to do. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. And we're back with the long list of news in the NFL. And our first story
is going to be Johnny Manziel.
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh.
No, actually, let's start with Johnny Manziel.
Okay.
I forgot about that. I didn't even look last night. So you're saying he's already drinking again.
Yeah, I saw... I don't know. Whenever I was on MSN, they had one of their little blurbs
on
there.
Yeah, one of the little sidebar things.
And the title of it was, Johnny Manziel already has broken his sobriety.
Oh, God, if only I could have bet on that.
Yeah, well, you would have to probably put down $100 just to get a dollar.
Yeah. The odds are so not my
favorite.
I'd love it. Anyways, the Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
Word is that he is unlikely to have a successful appeal to his 4-game suspension, and looks like Bell not only missed one drug test, he missed several.
One, two.
Bell responded, I'm not going to miss games, trust me. I'm going to win the appeal. People have no idea what happened, but don't worry, let them hate.
Do you know when his appeal is going
to be
heard?
It's supposed to be sometime in August.
Okay.
And then he wrote directly to a fan, when I end up missing no games at all, people for sure going to try to love me again, and I'm only riding with my loyal fans.
Don't be a hater, Dave.
If Bell wasn't one of your keepers,
okay,
where would he be on your draft board knowing all this?
He's in starting over league,
well,
obviously.
Well, let's just say it's a three keeper. Well, if it's three keepers, somebody's going to keep him.
I would keep him, yeah.
All right, start over league. Is he still the number one running back?
In a 10-team league, I would say if I'm 7-10.
You would get him?
I would probably get him.
Knowing that he's going to miss 4 games, he's going to fall that far.
Well, you got to imagine... Peterson. Who else? Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Julio
Gronkowski.
See, I'm staying
well,
away
in
from
both Gronk. Of our drafts.
Yeah.
He was going in the top 10.
Right. But I would say on the back half of a top 10 league, I would say he's still a first round pick.
Well,
I think. What yeah. do you what
Well, no, he's probably a first round pick in 10 to 12 team. Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. I just not by me. Again, well, there you go, Mr. South Carolina Michael.
Well, you're probably validating his point. So tell me why wouldn't you? I mean, if you had
I think this is my this and this is here Michael. This is the thing with fantasy football. Everybody has their as you call them quirks and
their likes and their dislikes.
Likes and their dislikes, and I don't like top 10 running backs. Or Big Ten running backs.
Okay.
Not top. I like top 10 running backs unless they're from the Big Ten.
But the funny thing is, last year you drafted like three Big Ten.
I did, but how long did I have them on my team?
Not very long.
Okay. So Big Ten running backs, can't stand them. They're never as good as they're supposed to be.
Right. I agree with you.
Even the guy that's supposed to be, oh, this amazing guy.
Ezekiel.
No. Oh, yeah. But who's the Tennessee or Houston Oiler? Ohio State. Oh, shoot.
Wow.
I had this all. Oh, my God. 27.
I'm not going to be able to. Anyway.
This is how good he is. He was supposed to be so amazing, and even he was never really that good.
Right.
Eddie George.
No, Eddie George was great.
No, he was not that.
Eddie George isn't he in the Hall of Fame?
Well, shoot.
So,
Trent Richardson's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
He thinks so.
He's pleased. Just because you're in the Hall of Fame doesn't mean you're that good. Look at Jerry Kramer's not in the Hall of Fame.
No, but he will be. He'll
so?
Get, well, the seniors will vote him in eventually.
I would not draft Le'Veon Bell. I think he's trouble.
What if it's a two-game suspension?
I don't want him because what's going to happen during the year?
No
game suspension. He'd have to promise me he's not going to get hurt again. He's hurt every year.
I agree, he's hurt, but when he plays...
But the thing is, what are you going to do all those other games when you're sitting on your bench and you can't play him because his knee's busted or...
I'm going to find out this year.
He's got the munchies or whatever it is. So he wouldn't be on my drive. There you go.
And that's Michael, there why. You go. That's why you haven't...
So, looks like we're going to be able to welcome Victor Cruz back into the NFL. He says that he will be ready to go once training camp begins. Now, we've heard this many times in the past 3 years.
Is he on your sleeper list?
Are you buying it? No, Victor Cruz, no. Stop.
No, actually...
Maybe only because he should be sleeping.
I was trying to get my keepers for wide receiver, and I actually thought about Victor Cruz, but I didn't want to be wrong.
Because you don't think he's going to be back. Either.
I don't have any faith in him.
Thinking of bringing Duke Johnson on your fantasy team?
Duke Johnson Jr.?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
I am too. You should know that the word out of Cleveland Browns camp is that they plan to line him up also at wide receiver at times during the season.
Oh, I can see that.
The team is going to be looking for different ways to get him the ball. And right now, if you're looking at drafting him, he's listed as an RB23 in a 12-team PPR league.
Yeah, I totally like see that. I like a Duke Johnson. I think... Definitely. He's going to get 10 to 15 carries and
some catches now.
Lots of catches.
And speaking of Cleveland wide receivers, Johnson is going to be lining up there mainly because they don't have much other talent.
What do you mean they got?
Yeah, wide receiver. Josh Gordon.
Well, after four games.
More proof of that. Oh, is he still out for four games?
I thought they still suspended him for four games.
Oh.
Gosh, I should have done my homework.
Oh, shoot.
I talked out of
well,
my...
Well, anyways, more proof of that. Terrell Pryor, the failed quarterback out of Ohio State. Will also be having plays drawn up for him at wide receiver. Yes.
I'm thinking of Braxton. Is it
Braxton Miller?
Isn't he
the other Ohio State quarterback that can throw a ball.
Right. And he's going to be a wide receiver too, right?
Yeah. I was saying all along Terrell Pryor was never going to be a quarterback. He had
no
mechanics in him whatsoever. Anyways. So you got two guys that aren't really wide receivers lining up at wide receiver. What does that tell you on your team? Corey Coleman and Josh Gordon better
after
do
4
something.
Weeks, right? Yeah. But then you need RG3 to throw him, be able to throw the ball, and I don't know if he can stay healthy. Speaking of Cleveland, are you hearing? They must really be loving RG3 because they're thinking about
getting rid of trading Josh McCown.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Who are they going to have at backup? They got some other guy.
They got the rookie. And,
well, they have Terrell Pryor too.
And they have Terrell Pryor if they're really desperate.
All right. Green Bay running backs coach Ben Sermons is saying that Eddie Lacy will be pushed into the passing game. He's currently listed as an RB9 in a 12-team PPR league, and he has been a top 10 running back for two of his last 3 years in the league. So is this another Duke Johnson thing where they're going to try throwing him the ball more just to get him the ball?
I think it'd be awesome because I think Eddie has got that sweet spin move.
Yes, the little tornado thing.
Whether he needs to spin or not, he's going to spin.
He's there in the middle of the field, going around him spinning. You might want to watch your preseason games for Detroit if you were thinking of bringing Eric Ebron onto your fantasy team. News from the Detroit Free Press is that the Lions are saying that tight end Cole Wick looks spectacular in offseason practices and could be in line to push Ebron for a starting position at tight end. Now, it's only practice.
God, what happened to
Eric Ebron? We're talking practice. Take that for what it's worth.
Well, that's what I base a lot of my... I don't know. Eric Ebron, I don't even have him in my list of tight ends.
That you want?
That I want.
Well, and like I always said, take it for what it's worth. You're talking about a team that's run by an offensive coordinator named Jim Bob Cooter.
That's right. And you're talking about a team that just lost a Hall of Fame
wide receiver. And replaced him with Marvin Jones.
And I heard they just signed somebody else to Lance Moore.
Oh, yeah.
I think, or something like that.
Tom Brady out the first 4 games of the Patriots, and he is also prohibited from engaging in any football-related activities or discussions during his suspension.
Who cares? I'm done with the whole Tom Brady. Sorry.
So what do you think the outcome is going to be for this season? Do you think he's going to do anything? Are you buying the story about he's going to be so pissed off that he's going to...
Well, that's what they said last year. That's why he played so well last year. I think Tom Brady is the best quarterback in the NFL right now. And
really? Over Aaron Rodgers?
That's pretty easy.
What? You hearing that in the background?
No, what?
Haven't even played one game yet of the.
Yeah, but I.
And the siren is already rolling. Cowboys quarterback Kellen Moore, out.
Oh yes,
broken ankle. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo suffering from back stiffness. Is he ever going to be what we were promised?
No, but actually now I feel like I got a fair trade with Wayne when I gave him Dez Bryant because he's not going to have a quarterback to throw to him.
No?
Well, I mean, Romo's not going to play a full season.
No, well, I mean, yeah, but Wayne should have known that. And he's already got a stiff back.
Yeah.
They're not even really doing anything in practice. Detroit receiver Corey Fuller on the PUP list with a foot injury. Brandon Pettigrew with a knee injury.
Okay.
Patriots receiver Danny Amendola, PUP list. Julian Edelman, PUP list. Deion Lewis, PUP list. Running back.
He's actually one of my sleepers.
Packer wide receiver Jordy Nelson.
PUP list.
Yep. Head coach Mike McCarthy said he is likely to be activated at some point during training camp.
I heard his other knees actually kind of give him a little.
Yeah, he had a little tweak in there. Yeah. Also for the Packers, Ty Montgomery, PUP list with an ankle injury. God. Bengal tight end Tyler Eifert with his ankle. Browns receiver Josh Gordon and his quadriceps will be placed on the non-football injury list.
And he's trying to find a place to be able to put his bong so he can't carry.
I need a new shelf. Chiefs running back Jamal Charles, PUP list with a knee. Jets running back Kyrie Robinson with a leg. Seahawks Thomas Rawls, ankle. And Jimmy Graham with a knee. All published. Steelers tight end Ladarius Green with an ankle. And poor, poor Cordero Patterson. Looks like he'll be missing a few days after injuring his shoulder while making a diving catch in practice.
His one catch.
How much you want to bet he dropped the ball, he didn't even catch it?
I want to go out on a limb and say I don't think he's going to be on the Vikings team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, in the second year.
Second is the third.
Third. A wide receiver, Sammy Watkins, has passed a mandatory conditioning test for his foot, but remains on the PUP list. And Chargers receiver suffered a torn meniscus, Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, and who did they pick up?
That I don't know.
Hoodie boy.
Oh, yeah, James Jones.
Yeah, James Jones got signed
I have that in the news, actually.
Oh, did
He's looking into a second opinion before going under the knife. You have a torn meniscus. What second opinion do you need? Jesus. Cleveland wide receiver Josh Gordon has been conditionally reinstated by the NFL. Oh, and he's still suspended for the first four games of the season.
Yep. That's
you plan on drafting him?
Yes. I do.
His game hasn't been played out for you?
No. Nope.
What would he have to do for him?
He's only 25 years old, maybe 26. Yeah. Somewhere around there. He's young. He's got lots left.
12-team PPR, he's listed as a wide receiver 53.
I think you're getting a steal.
Thinking of Josh Doctson for your fantasy team?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm not a Doctson fan.
Okay. Looks like he'll be relegated to a backup role behind DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon.
Shocking.
In fact, the Redskins have announced that they will be shutting him down completely until he's 100% healthy after his Achilles injury.
Yeah, I will... Everybody was telling me that Garçon or Jackson was going to get cut this year.
Yeah, it's not going to
happen. And that's not going to happen.
Ryan Fitzpatrick signed a contract.
Yay!
Had enough money to get his hair cut. Jets gave him one-year deal worth $12 million. And he can earn another $3 million.
You heard he got his hair cut, though, right?
Yeah, did you see him before he signed that contract?
But did you hear who cut his hair?
No.
I read this yesterday, last night, he said before practice started, whoever intercepts him
can cut his hair.
Gets to cut his hair.
Oh, see, because I heard he didn't get it cut because there were all kinds of paparazzi outside his barbershop.
And I want to say it was a a rookie defensive back. I want to say his last name was Burris or something. He got to cut his hair.
Pepper Burris?
No.
Plaxico?
Plaxico? No.
Is he back? So did they overpay him?
No, I think
we're looking at $15 million.
I don't think it's... Kirk Cousins.
You like that.
He's getting $20 million.
Are they that unhappy with Geno Smith?
Oh, Geno's done. He's not very happy in New York either.
No, he was pissed when they signed him.
Pissed off.
Fitzpatrick should be viewed as a low
right
end.
There. He she.
Yeah, low end quarterback too, is what they're looking at.
I could see starting him a few games.
You looking for a deep sleeper at wide receiver? Is this guy in your list, Hakeem Nicks?
Where's he at?
Signed with the New Orleans Saints. Wow. I don't expect him to be listed any more than a wide receiver 5. He's old and slow.
Well, I think you'd be shocked. I don't think he's all that old. I bet you he's under 30. But he seems like he's...
Should be older?
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins has become the latest player to complain about a contract that he freely signed. He was going to hold out of training camp, and the Houston Texans are not willing to renegotiate his deal.
Just get in camp and shut up.
The Texans hold his rights for the next 2 years. After they exercise the fifth-year option during this offseason. Hmm. He is to make $4.5 million for the next 2 years. So that's
a pretty good scratch.
$2.75 million?
He'll get his money. He'll be fine.
$2.25 million. He decided not to hold out and return to camp last Sunday. He was talking about $40,000 a day fine if he didn't show up.
And they don't ever pay that. They say that about the fine, but I don't think they ever pay it.
Where do you rank him between as far as contract? Julio Jones, $14 million a year. Doug Baldwin makes about $11 million a year. Better than Baldwin, not as good as Julio Jones?
I'm not a big Hopkins fan.
No?
Sorry out there, Wayne, but I'm not. I just, because I'm not a big Brock Osweiler fan, so.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's going to get the. He's going to be targeted a ton.
No, they're going to throw it at him,
yeah.
Whether it gets there or not.
Yeah, that could be the question.
Jeremy Langford is not cutting the mustard in the Bears receiving game. Reports from Bears camp are saying that he is having trouble beating defenders in one-on-one drills. Does that worry you? Nope, because he's a running back.
He's a running back.
Okay. Old man Andre Johnson signed with the Tennessee Titans.
I heard this.
Is he on your draft radar at all?
No, because have you looked at Tennessee's, I mean, being a Mariota
amazing fan, stud receivers they have.
They have a ton of receivers. Yeah. I mean, they got Rishard Matthews.
But they're going to run the ball this year.
I see. I think
I'm going to be surprised.
I think you'll be surprised.
So you're saying I should keep Mariota?
No. You can already. You cut him.
Like you said, the San Diego Chargers signed James Jones.
That's awesome.
Mainly in answer to the Stevie Johnson on his knee surgery. Probably used mainly around the end zone, right?
Yep.
Okay. Can't wear his hoodie anymore.
Can't wear a hoodie.
Pisses me off. No, it does. They said, well, we don't want him wearing a hoodie because it obscures the name on the back of the jersey. What about all these idiots with the dreads?
The dreads, exactly. In other Packer news?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to start it off at this way.
Kuhn. Oh, did they sign him?
The Saints actually signed.
Oh.
John Kuhn is signing with the Saints.
That's too bad. I was hoping he would come back, but.
No, they're pretty high on that. That fullback. Shoot, I can't.
Finally.
Yes.
We are now on the official watch to see when Trent Richardson.
I was wondering if you were going to bring
NFL Hall of Fame.
I wanted to bring this up so bad.
He was just released by the Baltimore Ravens, although they're saying they may re-sign him later on.
Why?
Depending on what happens, I guess. But they had a big 60 or 30 for 30 whole thing on Trent Richardson about how he just gave away all his money when he signed with the Browns. Like all his family all of a sudden just like showed up down in Florida where he was bought a house and were living in the house and.
Yeah.
He was paying his brother hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to be his agent, or
right.
Not agent, but his manager
accountant.
Or something. Yeah,
so, yeah. I read something somewhere where his family and friends spent $1.6 million
of his 20.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Well, that's it for the news and notes, unless you have anything else.
No, I'm good. I was going to give you a hard time about Trent Richardson, because I know he was...
he's my hero.
He's your big back that you love.
I had a chance with him.
And that's probably why you don't ever win a championship.
Because I get stuck on these guys. Well, that's it for the news and notes. It's time for some sleepers.
Deep.
We're going to get you some sleeper quarterbacks, running backs, and receivers this week. Next week, we have a mock draft for a keeper league.
For our...
The Cheddarhead Fantasy Football That's Keeper right. League. This is our annual. Who should they take?
Hopefully, we'll get some people calling in, too. Maybe
saying, hey, this is what I want.
Yeah, this is
maybe
what...
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll talk to the guy and say, hey, Henry, want me to call you? Want to be on the air and tell me who you're going to take?
Yeah.
Or lie about it and play,
that's not more likely it's going to be.
Play a Ted Thompson?
Yeah, because we got to get Henry to do it because he's got the number one pick.
That's right.
I got to know.
And the Snipers have two.
Snipers has two. I'm going to be working on him.
So as far as fantasy football sleeper goes, definition technically is.
Okay.
The player no one saw coming or who exceeded everyone's expectations to be one of the best fantasy producers in any given year. For example, Golden Tate for the Lions in 2014 or Le'Veon Bell in his rookie season.
Okay. I'm not going off that necessarily.
Right.
But
those guys are normally easier to find in the running back and receiver position, a little more difficult in the quarterback position since there are truly only 32 quarterbacks in the league. So let's start with quarterbacks. Your number five quarterback, sleeper.
I went with Ryan Tannehill because every year they say he's a sleeper. And I'm just, I feel like I had to fill it out, and I went Ryan Tannehill.
And you're gonna be surprised because I kept Ryan Tannehill out for a different guy.
Oh no, I think Ryan Tannehill is gonna get drafted.
Yes. Well, of course.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
But he's gonna be better than what everybody yeah. expects. My number five guy, Blaine Gabbert, San Francisco. I'm talking deep sleeper because this all relies on Blaine Gabbert actually winning the starting
job. That's one thing I was going to ask because I thought Kaepernick's been looking good the last couple of days.
Yes, but have you heard the news that the big guys in San Francisco, not necessarily Chip Kelly, but all the I don't want to say ownership now, right. that kind of stuff. They want Blaine Gabbert to be the starter because they're tired of Colin Kaepernick's attitude. And yeah,
I can see that.
Fed up with his immaturity, and they want Chip Kelly to start Blaine Gabbert instead of Kaepernick. The only thing I see putting a hold on that is how do you justify $10 million sitting on the bench while $1 million is playing quarterback?
But they could also cut Kaepernick, and it wouldn't cost them that much because yeah, I thought they had a
$10 million, right?
Yeah.
Gabbert played in 8 games last year and threw for just over 2,000 yards. He should be listed on your list right around 31
yeah,
on your draft board quarterback
list. That's not saying much. He's definitely not going to be a bulldog, that's for sure.
Yeah. My number four guy is the guy that kept Ryan Tannehill out.
Uh-oh.
And as much as this hurts me to say it, Jameis Winston.
This is so funny. Go ahead.
He was last year's number one overall pick, but he proved that he still has a long way to go to, you know,
right.
be a stud. I think he might do it this year he's if got, he can stay in the league.
He's got a lot of talent. I mean, his running backs, his receivers.
He will never be on any of my teams. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever. He still doesn't have any many weapons to work with. He's got Mike Evans. That's about it.
Oh, come on. He's got Vincent Jackson. He's got
73 years old.
Austin Seferian, Jenkins. Doug Martin's can receive the ball.
About number 13 on your list. That's where he should be.
Wow. Not on your list.
I clearly said on your list.
Okay.
Your number four guy is?
This is, you're going to think
You went Marcus?
I went Marcus Mariota.
I did everything I could not to have Marcus Mariota on my list. It was too easy.
I think are they just saying they're going to run the ball that much? And
I hope they're just saying it. Well, no, I don't hope they're just saying it because I do want Derrick Henry on my team.
As much as I hate saying it, he had 2 400-yard games and 5 touchdown receptions, didn't yeah. he? He had 2 of those.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes, plus his running ability.
Yeah. Oh.
Plus he's just a nice guy.
Of course. He's no... Yeah,
he's no Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
Who's your number three?
I'm thinking we might agree on this one. I went Matthew Stafford.
Oh, I have him at number two.
Okay, because I love the wide receivers. They're not great wide receivers, but they got a lot of good wide receivers.
Well, it's been 5 years since he had that 41 touchdown, 5,000 yard season.
Right.
Even still. He's thrown for at least 4,200 yards and 20 touchdowns every season since yep. then. I didn't realize it was that much. Because, I mean, Calvin Johnson didn't get all those.
Right.
It's just, I never thought he threw for that many yards. He never looked that good.
Nobody just throws the ball. That's all he does is throw the ball.
He will more likely be one of the last fantasy quarterbacks taken off the board. Right? Fifth, sixth, seventh round.
Well, and that's earlier in our show. We had an email.
Yep.
I think Stafford's going to be
very serviceable.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, that's why I would pick a wide receiver before a quarterback.
You can get something like him later.
Yeah. And I think you could play Stafford every game except for the bye week.
My number three guy, Blake Bortles.
Is he really a sleeper?
Well, yes, because there's a lot of people saying that he's going to regress this year.
Okay.
But finished the season as the number four quarterback. In fact, won the championship in the Cheddar Fantasy Football League for your brother.
Yes, he did.
Many in the fantasy community expect him to have a huge drop-off in his third season, but not me.
But not you.
Randy, if you want to trade him, let me know. With the addition of Chris Ivory as a short yardage threat and a continued improvement from the wide receiving core, Bortles should continue to improve. Look for him to be the 10th or 11th quarterback off the board, in my opinion.
I agree with that.
All right. Who do you have at number two? My guy was, like I said, Matthew Stafford.
Not sure if it's technically your definition of a sleeper. I went Eli Manning.
Oh, I almost had Eli Manning on my list.
I
agree. It's like the last 2 years have kind of been disappointments.
Yep.
So, yeah, he should.
I think he's going to have a much better year.
Yep.
Not saying because of Victor Cruz being healthy.
Because I actually have Sterling Shepard as one of my sleeper receivers.
Yeah, I didn't go there because everybody else went there. So I had to come up.
You're
with
trying
something.
To get
I had to
people
be different.
Away from him.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not drafting Sterling Shepard.
Nope, not at all.
Nope.
Who's your number one guy?
My number one guy, once again, not sure if it's definition fits the definition. But he's going to be on my team. Derek Carr.
That's my number one guy.
Is it?
Yep.
Wow.
Second season, he has improved his level of play markedly.
Well, all the mock drafts I've been doing on ESPN, they have Derek Carr still far down.
Yeah. Oh, and I don't know if it's because last year, I mean, he wasn't a Matthew Stafford type guy last year, but. He was still good. I mean, and the scary thing is, he hasn't even reached. I don't think he's even reached the top of his abilities. Well,
right, and I think Oakland's going to be so much better. Or I should say Las Vegas, because I'm hoping they go to Las Vegas.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
He improved from a league worst 5.5 yards per attempt in 2014 to 7.0 yards per attempt in 2015. Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, and emerging tight end Clive Walford. I think he's going to be a stud this year.
You like Clive Walford.
I don't like Clive Walford. I just think that he's now they don't have their guy from last year.
Rivera?
Yes. I mean, Clive's going to be the man.
Okay.
11th ranked quarterback on my list. You're all right with
that? I'm all right with it. I don't want people to know about him. I don't know why I'm giving this advice.
He retired.
I'm telling you right now, if I could go in, well, if I started a draft
right.
over, because I obviously have Andrew Luck on my team.
Yeah.
If my two quarterbacks were Derek Carr and Matthew Stafford.
You'd be very happy.
I'd be ecstatic. I'd be happy as hell. I might suck, but I'd be happy.
Running back time.
Okay.
Number five for you, because you have like 14 guys on this list, don't you?
I have a ton.
Oh, boy.
So how do you want me to do this? Because I have...
Pick your five and then just list off your others.
Later on.
13 that you have on there.
Okay. So my number five, I went with CJ Procise.
Yeah.
I'm expecting... I don't think they're going to give the ball to Rawls. I don't know if he can stay healthy enough.
Yeah. Well, will he even start the season?
Yeah. And I don't believe in the Christine Michael thing.
No, I don't either. I don't buy anything. His name's Christine, for God's sake.
Right, exactly.
Actually, it's Christian,
isn't it? Is it? I don't know.
But it looks like Christine.
It looks like Christine. So.
My number five guy, DeAndre Washington, Texas Tech running back that played in a spread system in college, fits perfectly, and I'm saying this because I have Latavius Murray on my team,
right.
But it fits perfectly with the Oakland system. This hurts.
I know it does.
Last season, Murray was ranked as the 7th least effective running backs in the league. And I think Washington's going to get plenty of opportunity to carry the ball in a timeshare with Murray.
I agree. He didn't make my huge list because I knew you were going to start complaining about my list, but he was going to be written down on my list.
I look for him to start off as a third down back and a regular, you know, spell for Latavius.
A little change of pace.
Yep. Unless Murray starts getting sluggish, then it's going to be DeAndre Washington all day long. So that means I'm going to have to try and draft a Washington as my handcuff for Murray.
Right, right. I guess maybe we should have done this with the quarterbacks. Where in a start over league,
mm-hmm.
where are you thinking DeAndre?
In a start over, well, it would be late.
What round?
Late,
7? 9, 10?
Yeah. Well, and they, like I said, only as a handcuff.
Right. And that's what, and that's where I would put CJ probably too, is around 8, 9, 10, somewhere mm-hmm. around there.
Yeah. I mean, because you got to have guys that you know are going to play
right,
for sure.
Right. And Thomas Rawls is going to start. Just cause,
hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If he can.
Brad's still trying to trade him before Monday.
Oh, good luck, Brad.
Number four for you is?
This one's going to hurt.
Okay.
Because
D'Angelo Williams?
No, I like Brian.
Okay.
Tevin Coleman.
Ooh.
I think
you think the Devontae Freeman experiment is over?
Well, no, I don't think it's over, but I think they drafted Coleman pretty high. I think they're going to want to get him the ball. And I don't know, just expecting the year that they're hoping from last year is going to happen this year. Does that make sense?
Yes, because he got hurt and was... Because when he started off the season last year, he was kicking butt.
Yeah, I thought he was looking good. I don't know.
Well, if you have been listening to this podcast, you know who my number four guy is. We've talked about him as the guy that's going to have to show up in Indianapolis to spell the old man Frank Gore.
You're going with a Josh Ferguson?
Going Josh Ferguson.
Okay.
The Colts think this guy is special, and Chuck Pagano calls him a mismatch and noted that he is more than just a change of pace guy. He'll be fighting Robert Bourbon Turbin for touches, but Turbin's shown nothing no matter where he's been.
Right, definitely.
Ferguson's more dynamic and should be late-round target if you want a chance at someone with big-time upside. Agree?
I agree because I think it's funny because...
You have him on your list?
No, the next guy on my list is actually the starter for the Colts.
Frank Gore is your sleeper?
He is because...
I need a nap.
He might. No, I just think Frank Gore isn't on everybody's radar.
Yep.
I think he's easy to forget about.
Yeah. Even though he's, again, like he did last year, he's saying that, I'm going to be the man, I'm going to...
I
don't know if he's just saying that to himself.
I think he might be saying that to himself because I think, first off, I think Indy's going to start just going to throw the ball in the air all over.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to be running the ball a ton. So.
Now that Andrew's back, now that Neckbeard's back. My number three guy that I want on my team, Derrick Henry. The guy I would take over Ezekiel Elliott in a dynasty league.
Wow. I
like him a lot.
You do.
He's learning behind one of the best running backs in the league, DeMarco Murray.
So in our league, because I thought we were talking about this the other day.
I won't take him in the first round.
You won't take DeMarco or Derrick Henry?
I won't take Derrick Henry. I won't take DeMarco Murray.
What pick do you have in the first round?
11.
And?
Because I was in the semifinals last year, Michael.
That's good. That's funny. So, the 11th pick in a three-team or three-player keeper league.
Yes.
And I'm trying to remember your team. You wouldn't
My
take the mark.
My team is Randall Cobb.
Yep.
Latavius Murray.
Yep.
And the Gronk.
So you need a running back.
I need a running back.
And you're saying at 11. If Murray was there?
It depends what's there. We'll see what happens next week.
See, folks, this
If Murray... No, I won't take Murray. If Henry's there at 11 and there's nothing else available...
Oh, that's a reach.
Well, I'm just saying, as far as running backs that I view better than him.
Yeah, but you could get Derrick Henry...
In the second round.
2 rounds later.
I don't know if I have a third round pick.
No, okay.
Oh, shit.
I See, this is folks out here, out in the listening audience.
There we go.
Dave does a lot of lying. So I
no, 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 no. No, I stopped doing that last year. Remember, I told you my plan for Tom. Well, I didn't tell you my plan.
No, you didn't tell me my plan.
I avoided that plan for Tom Brady. It bit me in the ass.
Because then you treated him.
Check out the bye weeks. I know. I'm telling you, I want Derrick Henry.
I wouldn't.
I don't think he's a second round or first round pick. I don't know if he'll be there in the second round when it comes back.
See, I just think DeMarco Murray, they signed him.
For a reason?
Yeah. He's for sure going to be there starting back the first 2 years.
Okay.
Unless he obviously.
But the thing is, they're talking 50-50 timeshare between Murray right. and Henry.
In a start over league, Murray's not going to be.
A big deal.
Isn't going to be like a number or a first round pick.
No.
But in a league like ours,
where a bunch of running backs are probably being kept,
But Murray's got to be the first round pick.
I just think he showed last year was, and I don't know if it was Philadelphia Eagles, or if it was the fact that he was burnt out
right.
from the year before in Dallas when he was touching the ball on every play.
But I just think Murray's in a better place than he was last year. I don't think he was.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if last year was. Part of the problem was the Philadelphia Eagles right. game plan.
Okay. But I like Derrick Henry, too.
All right.
And then, so then my number one.
Well, your number two.
Oh, I'm sorry, my number two. I'm going Deion Lewis. I know
that's who I have at number two.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
He played in the first 4 or 5 games.
Was a stud. Then he tore his ACL.
Yeah, then he tore his ACL. So I'm hoping. He'll be back to where he was those first 4 games.
Patriots didn't draft or sign another running back this year.
And LeGarrette Blount doesn't do a lot for me.
Well, again, he's the big bruiser that's going to replace. Well, not replace it, but I'm just saying that he's the guy that you want down at the goal line.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think Deion Lewis is going to be. Well, and now
probably start the season with LeGarrette as a timeshare.
Right. And now if you're a touchdown happy fantasy football league, Deion Lewis probably isn't.
Right, because LeGarrette's going to get them all when they get down there.
You would think, yeah.
Or one of the receivers or something.
Right, yeah.
My number one guy, Duke Johnson.
That's funny.
Is that your guy?
That's my number one guy, too.
Second season with Cleveland. He hopes to get rushing stats up to where his receiving stats were last year. Hugh Jackson loves him, calling Johnson and Crowell an amazing duo, although Johnson's not a racist.
There you go. There you go.
He should be used many different ways in both the running and passing games. He should see many opportunities to catch the ball, especially considering the horrendous collection of garbage that the Browns have at receiver.
Oh, yeah. So are you not a – I mean – I'm just playing devil's advocate. You're not a Crowell fan?
I've just never seen Crowell do anything. Remember when it was him and Terrence West, and everybody was saying, ooh, Crowell's going to be the man, and he didn't do anything. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Why are you laughing?
I'm a Crowell fan.
You are a Crowell fan?
I am a Crowell fan. He's not on my he's not my deep sleeper.
Okay. But Terrence West is? For whatever prison team he's playing for?
So let's talk about Crowell first. Okay. I think Crowell is going to get his carries.
Yes.
I think he's going to get 10 to 15.
Okay. I agree with that.
So I do like Crowell. So can we go over
go over your rest of your list.
Okay. Not sure if these are sleepers.
Okay.
Or if they're more...
Hopefuls?
Handcuffs or whatever you want to call them. Love Charlie Sims. I think he's going to have a much better year because I'm not a Doug Martin fan.
Not a Doug Martin fan? No. Somebody kept him.
Sorry, whoever kept him. I'm not a Doug Martin fan.
Brad kept him.
And I love Charlie Sims. And then the other guy, which is probably more of a handcuff again, Jerick McKinnon, I think, is going to have a big year.
In Minnesota.
Yeah, I think he's...
Well, last year, remember, he said he was going to draft himself in his fantasy league.
Well, I'm not going to go quite that far.
Unless you have Adrian Peterson, yeah. You might take him later on.
And then, last but not least, this is why I've been smiling.
All right.
I am a Terrence West fan.
Oh, my God. Is he even on a team?
He's on Baltimore.
Oh, that's right. They don't have the Hall of Famer anymore.
Well, yeah, they got rid of... See, they're making more room for Terrence.
For Terrence West. Oh, Lord.
Not saying week one.
Maybe week four, five, six.
I guarantee Terrence West will be a Bulldog.
You can start him in your last game of the season.
Whether he's going to be my... What's the last guy in the draft?
Mr. Irrelevant?
Yes. He may be my Mr. Irrelevant, but I am drafting Terrence West.
God almighty. Good luck with that.
Do you want to take a bet that somebody drafts him before me?
Oh. I'll do that. Are you just going to... Otherwise, you're saying you're going to take him with your last pick.
I'm taking him with my last pick for sure.
Okay, so we're going to say round 17.
Okay, round 17. Yeah, because we do allow.
So before our last official round,
see, I don't know how,
before everybody starts filling in all their extraneous stuff that they want to have for their training.
See, the only problem I have. See, now I'm backing on my own bet. The only thing I'm worried about is he's got to play. He's got to get some carries.
Well, you're never going to start him.
Well, hold on. Let me look at the schedule. I want to look at the schedule.
Well, while you're doing that, yep. We're going to move on to receivers. My number five guy, Dorial Green-Beckham. Brand new built-up offensive line and two studs at running back. Defensive backs are going to need to play much more differently against Titans' pass game than they did last season. And I think that's going to open it up. All we have to worry about is Dorial Green-Beckham actually being able to catch a ball. Wide receiver 4.
I have Dorial.
Wide receiver 2 potential.
I have him number 2 on my list.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm a big Green Beckham fan.
Okay.
So
who's your number 5?
My number 5, I'm going Kevin White.
Kevin White. I left him off because he's a Bear.
I don't know what it is with me.
I got to see him actually do something.
I know, but I don't know why, and sorry to bother the listeners out there, but for some reason I have a soft spot for Jay Cutler.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know why I have a soft
spot. I have him in my 12-team mock draft. I'll trade you. Not that soft.
I don't know if I'm just sick of everybody. You know, Michael Bennett. Is it Michael?
Oh, yeah. Michael and Martellus.
Martellus. I'm sorry. Martellus Bennett in saying he's the worst quarterback in National Football League.
He didn't say that. He just said that if he had a restaurant or something, he wouldn't hire him as a minimum wage.
I know. I want to say I thought I read somewhere where he thought he was the worst quarterback in the National Football League. And I don't know why. I just don't think he's the worst quarterback.
He's not that bad.
No.
He's no Johnny Manziel.
Is Jay Cutler... one of my number one quarterbacks? No. I just think he's...
But if Matthew Stafford's gone for your second, you'd take
him. I'm just saying for fantasy football reasons, Kevin White's going to get the ball because Jay Cutler's going to throw the ball a ton.
Yeah, somebody's got to get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why...
Who you have at number 4?
Okay. Number 4, I'm going with Tavon Austin... L.A. Rams.
See, now...
I know he's probably their number one wide receiver.
Yeah, but I don't... Isn't he like 3'2"?
A little bit taller than that.
Okay, 4'2".
Let's go 4'2".
Okay. He's another one. He hasn't done anything. He did that fake punt return last year, and that was about it. Then you never heard of him again.
Yeah, I feel like... I'm going to hit on him eventually.
He's one of those guys. I'll keep drafting him until he doesn't. I'll say,
I told you I got the right guy.
My number 4 guy, Sterling Shepard. Let's face it. The rookie is playing alongside Odell Beckham.
You and everybody else in the world.
Who is going to be double teamed all year long. And he's playing on a pass happy defense offense. There is no telling what form Victor Cruz will return, if he even returns. And I don't think he's going to be a threat to Shepard's starts.
I know this is off the subject a little bit, but okay. Is he your top rookie wide receiver?
My top rookie I think he is, yes.
Okay.
Because it was going to be Corey Coleman, but I don't...
trust RG3.
I don't trust Browns.
Browns.
Horrible uniforms.
And you're not a... Because everything I see, you know, like I said, I've been doing a lot of mock drafts.
Mm-hmm.
Treadwell from...
They were saying that from the draft day. Remember? They were saying that, oh, my God, they got such a steal at receiver. I remember them saying that about Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and where is he?
Well, like you said, might not even make the team.
That's what I think, but...
Who's your number three?
My number three, I went Devontae Parker. I thought he had...
From Minnesota.
No, from Miami.
Miami.
I thought he played well towards the end of the year last year.
Yes.
And I'm just expecting that to start all over again.
Who's the guy, kind of got the same name as Devontae Parker in Baltimore, that was hurt? Didn't think he was going to play this year. I'm worried about things I shouldn't worry about.
Okay.
My number three guy.
Are you thinking of Perryman?
Brett Perryman, that's it. Bernard Perryman. Brett Perryman was Detroit Lions.
That's a long, long time ago.
Bernard Perryman.
Yeah.
My number three guy, Quentin Patton. Someone has to catch the balls in Frisco, right?
And it's not going to be Quentin
Patton. Looks like he's probably that guy since he fits perfectly with Chip Kelly's system.
Wasn't he one of our rainbow bets that one time?
No, I don't know.
That was
I said he's going to play in five games.
Yeah.
No, that was when you said
you were going to play him.
When you said I picked up the wrong, there was another guy. Yeah, with John Brown or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
something Brown, and it was supposed to be the Baltimore guy, and you said that. Oh no, I said no. He's going to play.
and Dave cut him.
You will need to overlook Patton's past issues. Granted. Okay. He goes into the year as a clear number two receiver.
Okay.
I mean, but that's not good considering. Worry about
Chris
the quarterback.
Conley's number two wide receiver.
But it's a gamble that might just pay off.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
Quentin Patton might be my Mr. Irrelevant. If he makes it that far.
If he makes it that far.
Number two for you?
Well, is Doriel Green Beckham.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Okay. I could see that. I
him a lot.
The thing that keeps me from having him that high is if they're serious about the running thing.
See, I just don't see it. No one last year was a running team last year. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, the rules just don't.
Yeah, you got to throw the ball.
Yeah. I agree. They keep saying that over and over again, which is the part that worries me.
My problem with Doriel is with Tennessee wide receivers is there's so many of them that are about the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's Kendall Wright. There's that Rashad or Matthews that came from Miami.
Yep.
They still have
Doriel Green.
You have Doriel Green. You have Justin Hunter.
You got the tight end.
And there's a lot of the same guys.
Yeah. My number two guy is a Green Bay Packer. And I've decided that
if
I'm going to strap.
If you go Jeff Janis.
I've decided I'm going to strap my horse to this wagon as the guy that's going to be number three behind Nelson and Cobb in Green Bay. That guy is?
Jeff Janis.
Jeff Janis.
I am not a Janis fan.
Not liking what I'm hearing about Davante Adams. He doesn't seem to be catching on, in air quotes, if you know what I mean. Still too many questions surrounding Jared Aberderis and his
those
injuries.
Two catches that or lack of catches.
Did you see
in the family night game
for who?
For that, everybody's pissing and moaning that Davante dropped two passes.
Well, they've been pissing and moaning since the OTAs also.
Oh, okay.
That he's not catching anything. Well, you're saying that it wasn't that bad.
Maybe he needs a better quarterback.
Man, whichever receiver it is that ends up number three,
right?
They will get big opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
To catch a lot of passes.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you have the best quarterback in the league throwing the ball and two stud receivers getting extra attention during the game.
Yeah. Oh, I can't disagree with you, but can he run a pattern? Because wasn't that,
that one? That's my concern. That's my concern is that he doesn't know how to run a pass pattern.
Doesn't the great one piss him on about how he.
Well, as he should.
Right.
I mean, he can't just throw the ball where it's not supposed to be and have it be intercepted.
Jeff Janis is like Schrader?
Schrader. Grab his face mask on the sideline.
Schrader is One of them's a catcher for the Brewers.
One plays piano for yeah, peanuts. Exactly.
There you go.
Who's your number one guy?
Travis Benjamin, San Diego Chargers.
Wow. We didn't. Oh, wait, we didn't match one, not numbers, but.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we did match two, didn't we? Didn't we?
You didn't have Parker.
I was thinking running backs.
You don't have Travis Benjamin?
Nope.
You have everybody else that's on the sleeper list of everybody else.
Yep.
But you don't have Travis Benjamin.
Don't have Travis Benjamin.
He was a stud last year in Cleveland.
Yes. And as much of a stud as he could be
in
Cleveland. He was the man.
He's going to have a much better quarterback.
Speaking of much better quarterbacks, did you hear that Arizona re-signed, gave an extension to Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, one-year contracts, I heard.
Yeah, so Palmer's going to be there till 18, and Fitzgerald through 17.
Oh, so Fitzgerald was
basically his final year.
Oh, this was going to be his, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so your guy, I'm sorry.
I just love Travis. I think he's going to be a number two wide receiver.
Okay.
They're going to be.
Behind the lacerated kidney?
Who I love.
I know, you like him a lot too.
So that would be my number one sleeper.
Number one guy, Sammy Coates. With Martavis Bryant out for the year, Sammy Coates has the opportunity to prove he should be on the field more, he will have to be. Home run threat on every play. He needs to learn to hold on to the ball. Hopefully that comes with catching things from Ben Roethlisberger.
So you're not thinking Marcus Wheaton?
I like Marcus Wheaton, but I think he's going to be the number two guy, isn't he?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I think Sammy Coates is going to be the guy you might be able to get later on, like a low wide receiver three.
Okay. Somebody that you're going to have to play on a bye week?
Bye week or injury situations when Antonio Brown goes down or Marcus Wheaton goes down.
And we know the Steelers are one of those teams that don't want to punt on fourth down.
They're going to
go for the extra the two-point conversion every time.
He's the man.
There you go.
He's the man. So that's it for our sleeper picks. Next week, like I said, a 14-team keeper league. First, second round maybe we'll do?
Yeah.
Draft?
Yep.
Won't bore you with the whole draft because I'm telling you, by the 15th, 16th round, you're picking up guys like...
let's see. Let's go on the sleeper list.
You're picking up guys like
Terrence West.
Terrence West. Oh, Lord. So that's it. It's time.
I'm telling you, I love that guy.
It's time for some club music.
Oh,
you ready?
I cannot wait.
As Johnny Manziel says, get me the bottle service. It's time for the Fantasy Girl of the Week. Be sure to check her out on the Fantasy Girl page, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com.
Okay.
This week's girl, you want to grab your bell, make sure it's close enough?
I can reach it.
Okay. Her name is Bernice Marlowe.
Where do I see and know her from?
Bernice Marlowe. Born May 19th, 1979, she's a French actress, mostly known for playing the anti-heroine Bond girl Severin in the 23rd James Bond film Skyfall.
Born in 79, that means...
89, 99, 2009, she is 37.
Wow, that's like...
I know.
Damn near dead for you.
Yeah, one foot on a banana peel, one in the grave. Bernice...
She kind of looks like a little Gina.
She kind of looks like a dark-haired Ivanka Trump. Not Ivanka, not the daughter. What's his wife?
See, I'm going somebody older. I'm going Gina. Is it Gershon or something?
Oh, Gina Gershon with long hair.
Yeah, only with long hair.
Bernice stands 5'8", dark brown eyes.
What's her weight again?
She weighs 130 pounds.
Okay.
And her measurements are... There her measurements are.
I'm going 33C.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Is that your final answer?
No, then I guess I'm going to go 34. Ah, shoot. No, I can't. I'm not cheating, Dave. I can't do it. I'm going, now I'm going to change it, though, but I'll go 33B.
34B. Tried to help you out a little bit.
Man, I try.
All right, her waist.
Oh, wow. That's 25.
And her hips. You're losing it.
I'm done.
Too much sun.
Too much sun. It has been hot this week. I'll go 35.
36. You know, we got to give you like a range. Like if you're within.
If I'm within one, right?
If you're in one, you should be able to get a bell ringer.
Yeah.
She was born in Paris, France. Her father, a doctor, moved from Cambodia to France and is of Cambodian and Chinese descent. And her mother, a teacher, is French. She originally held aspirations of becoming a pianist as well as an artist, studying at the prestigious French art school Conservatoire de Paris for 10 years.
I would say to all your co-workers out there, when I think of a Dave Knipp dream girl.
This is her?
Not her, but I mean.
Somebody that looks like this?
Yes. You're not, because everybody says at work that you're blonde.
Yeah.
She's
like out of my league.
Oh, jeez.
She is.
Yeah, I think so.
Guess my wife's out of my league.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. Bernice Marlowe. Check her out. MyCFFL.com.
And I promise I am going to find a Hawaiian girl.
Good luck with that, because I'll start looking. And in fact, let's just look here for Koa. Hawaiian.
See, you're some Hawaiian tropics. You know,
Hawaiian. But they got to be.
Hottie.
Let's just see what comes up for Hawaiian models. Oh, top 50 hottest Hawaiian girls.
What did I tell you?
10 best Hawaiian swimsuit models.
Well, see, but that's going to be Hawaiian tropics, so you can't go that way.
Well, will it be? Let's look and see.
I don't know if this is
legal.
Well, I'm not sure if this is great radio for everybody out there.
All right, we'll do this off the air.
Okay.
Oh, no, there. Pualailani, Megan Abrego.
We don't want Kingsford Charcoal. Get rid of that.
Jennifer Chamberlain. Deborah. That must be the Hawaiian way of writing Deborah.
Well, Lee, the last name Lee there. That's got to be.
Yeah, Janice Lee. She's probably Asian. Helen Sue. Luana Lanai. Leilani Jimenez. All right. Okay.
We're going to do this. I guarantee it.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. Like I said, next week, a 14-team Keeper League mock draft first couple rounds.
Okay.
We will have another fantasy girl. Either if I can find a good Hawaiian one, or I'll take one off the other list of something.
We've got to have Johnny Manziel update.
Johnny Manziel update along with other news and notes.
Trent Richardson update.
But I'll let you know in the middle of the week when we do our little advertisement.
Oh, that's right.
And we'll see if we can get some call-ins for
You might have to call me on the next one. So
okay.
I don't want to miss these little advertisement week
shots. People miss me.
Yeah, they want to hear me, right?
Questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email us, cfflcommissioner@zoho.com, or you can get Dan.
At strap1971@yahoo.com.
Until next week, be good. Don't take any wooden nickels.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of wood nickels, we may have to do some more gambling things, too.
Oh, that's right.
Let's see if I can find any new prop bets before the game start.
God, I want to go to Vegas so bad.
Next year. So that's it. Be good. Bye.
Bye.